Check out 4thandflex.com, where you can find our YouTube channel, become a subscriber, and you could win free prizes such as signed jerseys and anything in between. That's 4thandflex.com. Follow us on YouTube. Subscribe to your boys. Enjoy the show. Week one is in the books. It's time for some week two. Starts and sits, baby. Let's get to it.
Are you ready?
We are back. Welcome back to the 4thandflex Fantasy Football Podcast. I'm Bandy. That's Trey. And the time is now, buddy. What's going on?
What's going on, man? What's going on? We're back. We got all these games, a lot of games this weekend. We got two Monday night football games, a lot going on. We haven't hit that bye week stretch yet. But I'm excited to get into some starts and sits, man.
Yes, sir. Me too. Ready for some starts and sits. It's going to be an interesting week, buddy. Going to be interesting. But before we can get into our starts and sits, we got to get a quick message from our friends over at Manscaped. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Manscaped, baby. They've got great things going on over there at Manscaped. And you'd be surprised at how affordable some of them are. You can get you some crop preserver ball toner. I know you've heard me say this before, but that's because I love that stuff so much. Manscaped boxers, wrap it all up in a nice package, guys. Get you some Manscaped. Trey, what's your favorite over there, buddy?
Yeah, I mean, so like I've talked about before, the Lawnmower 4.0 is my favorite. But just recently, as in yesterday, uh-oh, I took that Beard Hedger Pro. And as you can see, got a little cleaned up here. You know, I'm going to grow it out and be able to use my Manscaped tub to shape it to where I want it to be. And so that's what I use it for. So if you guys want to make sure your beard looks to perfection, go to manscaped.com and use promo code SUPERFLEX20, and you're going to get 20% off and free shipping, man.
Free shipping. I love me some free shipping, baby. You heard your boy, Trey. Manscaped.com, SUPERFLEX20 is the promo code. Tell them 4thandflex sent you, and your balls will thank you.
They sure will.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. But hey, man, we're here. We're here. Week two already. Can you believe that?
I mean, it's awesome.
It is awesome. It is awesome. We got some guys down in the comments. Yo, man, Joe. Yo. What's up, buddy?
Yo, man, Joe.
That's a good dude right there. And Tommy, what is up, guys? What's up, Tommy? Always popping in, supporting your boys. We appreciate you. And I do see your start and sit questions there, and I'm going to get to them. But we got to get to some games here, first of all. Let's go ahead and kick it off, buddy. Let's go to the Ravens at the Bengals, Trey.
Yes, sir. Over-under for this game is 46.5 points. Vegas has the Bengals winning by 3, and I like it. Mm-hmm. I know they had a rough week one. I just have to throw that out of the window, and all fantasy managers should do the same. It's going to be a new week this week. It's what we got to pray for.
I got to agree, buddy. I got to agree. I got to go Bengals on this game, too. I know it was terrible, just terrible what we saw, but I really think that's just something the Bengals are going to use to get better and just go off this week, buddy, against the Ravens and division opponent. I like it. I like it, buddy.
Yeah, man, for sure. Jumping into my starts, I'm going to start with the Ravens. You're starting Lamar Jackson, obviously. Zay Flowers, you're starting that dude. I think you can flex Odell Beckham. I think he's getting enough work to be flexible. I think he might, get a touchdown here. Mark Andrews, he was out last week. He's had a quad injury, but he had a full practice today. So I believe he's going to play, and I think you start him up. But I'm sitting Justice Hill and Gus Edwards, unless I absolutely have to. Sure. I just don't know what that split is going to look like, and I don't want to be the guy who starts Edwards and Hill gets all the work, or who starts Hill and Edwards gets all the work. So if you have the opportunity, I would sit both of them. But if you had to start one, I think Hill is getting the goal line work, so you can bank on a touchdown. But other than that, I would try to stay away.
So you would go Hill over Edwards. Is that what you're saying? Just today, because of the touchdown upside?
I think that Edwards is going to get more work, but Hill got the goal line carries last week. And if I'm banking on points, I think I'm looking at touchdowns.
So. Okay. I like it. Yeah, I like it, buddy. Definitely some good stuff there.
Jumping to my Bengals starts, I'm starting Joe Burrow. Like I said, you got to throw last week's game out the window. Starting Joe Mixon, Jamar Chase, obviously, and T. Higgins. I know he put up a goose egg, but most people don't put up back-to-back goose egg, especially if you're T. Higgins. So I want to put him out there as a start. And I'm going to go ahead and sit Tyler Boyd and Irv Smith. So.
Okay, yeah. No, makes sense. Sit those guys for sure. And I love the starting T. Higgins up, man. I have him in a league, and I'm going to fire him up this week for sure. So I like it. And Yo Man Joe says, I lost my first week in our league, but this is a marathon, not a sprint, so I'm not worried.
There you go, man. That's the way to look at it.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. And why don't we get to one of Tommy's questions here real quick, buddy. Let's just top one off here. Dobbs or Lockett if Watson doesn't play, but I also got DK in my lineup. Full PPR, Trey. Who you got?
Well, you know, Dobbs has been questionable, so that scares me a little bit. But I like DK, obviously. It's hard for me to start DK and Lockett in the same lineup. That's what scares me.
Yeah.
So I would probably lean Dobbs. And even if Watson does play, if Dobbs plays, I probably wouldn't hate putting Dobbs out there. I mean, I think he's got the connection. And even if Watson steals some of his catches, I think Dobbs is the end zone kind of guy.
Okay, I like it. I'm pretty sure Watson's in, though. I read that he was, a full participant at practice on Friday. So I'm pretty sure Watson's going to have his season debut. But I still like Dobbs here. I do think Lockett bounces back. But I don't like having both of these guys in case this team doesn't do great. So that's a good point. That's
now,
a great
Dobbs
point.
Is out. I would go Lockett.
You mean if Watson is out?
No, if Dobbs is out.
Oh, okay.
Lockett over Dobbs.
Okay. Yeah. Heck yeah. And, I do see your other questions there, buddy. We're going to get to them. I promise you. So yeah, Ravens, Bengals, we got that one out of the way. Let's move on to the next one. And that is the Seahawks at the Lions, Trey.
Yes, sir. Over under for this game is 50.5 points. Vegas has the Lions winning by 4.5. You know, I have to agree. As much as I want the Seahawks to win this game, they lost week one. I think they need to work a little bit harder. The defense looked pretty solid. The offense just lacked a little bit, and the Lions have been on fire. I mean, they just took out the Chiefs. I think that they continue the streak here.
For sure, yeah. I'm going Lions on this one, too. That team is just too hungry, Trey. And the Seahawks, I mean, I've said it. You know, I don't think Geno's the guy. I want him to prove me wrong. But I think the Lions take this one, too, buddy. So I'm going Lions on that one. But here we go. Let's get into some Seahawks starts here. I know what I said. I don't believe in Geno, but in a super flex league, I'm going to start Geno up here against the Lions. Their defense did look better, but it is still the Lions. So until the Lions defense proves that they're not a team that can be scored on, I'm going to stay with I'm going to start Geno in Superflex. I like starting Lockett. I think Lockett bounces back this week, and DK both. I wouldn't want to start them both, but if I have Lockett in the league, if I have DK in the league, I would start them up. Flex, you know, Lockett, I think, because, you know, you never know what's going to happen there. And I like Kenneth Walker as a start. Charbonnet sitting him. Jackson Smith and Jigba. He really didn't do great last week. I want to see more out of him. I'm just not willing to risk an L to start him up yet, Trey.
I feel that. Yeah, I mean, that sounds right to me. I know Smith and Jigba had some good looks out there last week, but it does scare me a little bit. This game does have a really high point total, and so that makes me feel like these guys are all going to get a lot of work. But like you said, you know, I don't want to lose my week on Smith.
Exactly. Before I get to the Lions starts, Yo Man Joe over on Twitch has got a question. I got a QB problem. Should I start Geno Smith or Brock Purdy? I had Geno last week, and it didn't go well.
Yeah, man, in my opinion, I think that you go Geno Smith. You know, this is a high over-under for this game. It's going to be a very offensive game. The Lions defense hasn't been the best. You know, the Lions offense has been, though, so the Seahawks are going to have to go deep to keep up. I think Geno's going to do better with the Brock Purdy thing. I like Brock Purdy, but the Niners defense is shutting down teams, which means the quarterback's not having to do much. And I know that he still put up points last week, but like I say, you know, when defense take over the game, the offense doesn't have to do much. And, you know, CMC's out there as well. Of course, you got checkdowns, but CMC also can take the ball and run with it. So I just think that Geno Smith is going to have a more higher offensive kind of game this week.
No, I can see that. I think I like Brock Purdy as the start in this general situation. But I do think Geno is going to have every opportunity to be that dude, you know. But move on to the Lions. The Lions starts here. I'm starting Jared Goff in Superflex leagues. Last week he had some moments where, you know, it was just like, oh, there's Jared Goff. You know what I mean? So in a Superflex where I don't have a ton of choices, I like starting him. But in one quarterback league, there are better options out there. Start David Montgomery, dude. This guy is getting the ball. Start David Montgomery. And I'm starting Gibbs back up, man. I'm firing Gibbs back up, man. I really think this guy's going to get his. I like starting Sam Laporta as a tight end. You know, the tight end room isn't great this year. So Sam Laporta could be awesome. And don't forget Amon-Ra. You know, can't forget your boy Amon-Ra. You got to start that guy up. And I'm going to sit Josh Reynolds. I know he had a good week last week, but I just don't know if I could risk it, you know, starting him. You know, maybe he goes off, you know, again, but, you know, maybe he lays a goose egg, you know.
Exactly. I feel you there.
Yeah. What do you think, buddy? How do you think on my Lions starts there?
Yeah, man, I dig it. You know, Jahmyr Gibbs, they said he's going to get more and more work every week. He's already proved week one that he deserves as much work as he can get. So I like that a lot. You know, obviously Amon-Ra is going to go crazy, and Sam Laporta, you know, a tight end. I really think that Jared Goff likes this guy and looks for him on the field.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Jordan Thomas popping on saying flex for me, daddies. That's give him cool. One. What's up with it, buddy? That's for you, Jordan. And he says, Brock Purdy is greater than Brock Purdy.
Brock Purdy.
Oh, okay. Yeah, Brock Purdy. Got it. I like it. I like it. Guys, don't forget, if you're watching us over on YouTube, please don't forget to hit that like button and subscribe to your boys over here. We appreciate it. That helps us out so much. Look at us sitting here giving y'all fantasy advice. Give us a favor. Hit the like button. Appreciate you. But yeah, Seahawks, Lions, I think that's going to be a good game. But let's keep it rolling. Let's get to the next game. We've got the Colts at the Texans, Trey.
Over under for this game is 40.5 points. Vegas has the Colts winning by one. And I agree. I think the Colts get the dub here. I think that the Texans just need more time to put it together. Mm-hmm. I think it's going to be a close game. I think it's going to be a good game because neither one of these teams are great. But I think that the Colts probably pull it off in the end.
I have to agree there. The Texans, just like you said, it looks like they need a little more work. The Colts need a little work too, but at least they were doing stuff. It wasn't the Colts we saw last year with Matt Ryan. These guys were actually making moves, scoring points. I love seeing that. So I'm going to go with the Colts here too. I just hope the Texans can give us a little fantasy value out of that game.
I feel you. I feel you. Jumping to my Colts starts. I'm starting Anthony Richardson. I mean, this dude was a very competent quarterback out there, and he got some yards on the ground. I like what I saw. Starting Michael Pittman Jr., he was getting some targets, so I like that. It makes me feel good. Zach Moss is playing in this game, so I'm starting him up. I think that Zach Moss is going to do a lot better than Deion Jackson did last week, and I will be sitting him. I think Zach Moss is going to take over this backfield for now until Jonathan Taylor returns, so I give him a start.
Okay, I like starting Zach Moss up.
Jumping to my sits, I'm sitting Alec Pierce. It just didn't go well for us last week, and I'm too worried about losing a week over Alec Pierce, so just keep him on your bench. I don't think you should drop Alec Pierce because I think that he's going to step it up more later in the season, but I wouldn't start him this week. Josh Downs, I'm going to sit him, and Kylan Granson is actually listed as the first tight end over Mo Alie-Cox, but I keep him on the bench.
Yeah, I agree with that. Keep him on the bench, yeah, definitely. But everything else sounds pretty good there, buddy.
Jumping to my Texans starts. Number one at the top of my list, got to be Nico Collins, baby.
Yes, shout out, sir.
We've been telling y'all to follow that dude for a while now. And Robert Woods, I think you can even throw out there as a start. I mean, you know, the Colts defense isn't the best. I think a couple of these wide receivers are going to put in work, and Robert Woods got targets, so I like it. And Dameon Pierce, I think that you should start this dude up. I think you're going to be very surprised at how much work he gets. The coaching staff already came out and said they're not using Dameon Pierce enough. They really need to get him the ball more, which, duh. You know, so get this dude out there. Get him as a start. Don't be upset about last week. He's coming back this week with a vengeance. And Dalton Schultz, obviously, you know, didn't do great last week. I think that if you had him at tight end, I don't think you switch up just yet. Give him one more week out there as a start and see what happens.
I agree. I've got Dalton Schultz in a couple leagues, and I'm giving him one more chance to show me something at the tight end position. If not, I'm going to go to streaming on this one, buddy. But I like it. I love the Nico Collins, man. I've been blowing that alarm all summer long. I mean, I even talked to Dez Bryant about Nico Collins, man. I'm on some Nico Collins. I just hope he can keep it up and stay consistent, because you know that's what we love in fantasy football.
My sits for the Texans, C.J. Stroud and Tank Dell, you know, it's kind of self-explanatory, you know, but C.J. Stroud, I just don't think he's ready to put up those kind of numbers for fantasy.
Well, keep your eye on Tank Dell, because this guy, I think, is going to be great. He just needs a little more time to develop. I like me some Tank Dell, definitely. Facebook user has got a question. Who do you start, Sam Laporta or Cole Kmet?
Yeah, man, I think it depends. If it's a PPR league, I think I would lean Laporta. If it's just like a standard league, I think Cole Kmet has a better opportunity to get a touchdown, but I think Laporta is going to get a lot more targets.
I like it. I like it. And Yo Man Joe says, sorry for backtracking, but AR is on waivers. Should I pick him up or start him over Smith and Purdy?
Yeah, man, that's a tough decision for me, you know, because I did like a lot what I saw with AR. But I do know that Geno Smith can have really great games for fantasy. I'm a safer kind of guy, especially in week two. I would probably stick with Geno, in my opinion.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, I'm good with that. Anthony Richardson is just one week that we've seen out of a rookie quarterback. So let's give it a little more time there, you know. Yeah. But then if at the end, if he goes off, he ain't going to be on the waivers for much longer.
That's true.
But beautiful stuff, buddy. Beautiful stuff. Let's go to the next one here. We have got the Bears versus the Buccaneers.
Yes, sir. Over-under for this game is 43.5 points. Vegas has the Buccaneers winning by 2.5. So, Bears, get your weight up. I like the Bears to win this game, or the Buccaneers to win this game, man. You know, the Bears didn't look too hot last week, and the Buccaneers did. You know, they were on fire, so... you know, it was a struggle for them to get the dub, but they got the dub, and Baker's pumped up. The team's pumped up with Baker. So I like the Bucs to take the dub here.
You're damn right. You like the Bucs to take the dub here, man. I mean, I like the Bears. I like what they're doing. I just want them to do more, but the Bucs, man, can we go 2-0? I like that. I love that. Just proving all the haters wrong. Baker Mayfield. I like it. But let's go ahead and jump to some Bears starts here. I'm starting Justin Fields up. I drafted him way too high to not start him up. Khalil Herbert, I drafted him low, and I'm starting this guy up too. DJ Moore, another one I drafted way too high, and I think I'm going to start him up too. He needs a little more time, another chance. And I'm also going to start Darnell Mooney in this game here. I like to start Darnell Mooney. He really surprised me last week. It looked like when Justin Fields needed someone to catch the ball, Darnell Mooney was there while DJ Moore was getting the double coverage. So I think Darnell Mooney is definitely going to get double covered with that Todd Bowles defense. So I think you can grab some Darnell Mooney in a flex spot, you know. But moving to some sits here, I'm going to sit Deonta Foreman, sit Claypool, and I'm sitting Cole Kmet until he gives me a reason not to, Trey.
I feel you. The way I look at Cole Kmet is like, you know, he has opportunity to get a touchdown, but he's just not being looked at in a target sense. And so I agree with you there.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. And Yo Man Joe says, Kelsey is back. Thank God my fantasy team couldn't take him being out much longer.
I completely agree with you. I had him in two leagues, and both of them I think I lost one. I ended up pulling a win out in the other one, but I'm really glad to have Kelsey back.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Let's get to some Buccaneers starts. I'm starting Baker Mayfield, baby. Quarterback, 13 on the week last week? I mean, it's not nothing. I mean, obviously, if you've got a more elite guy, you're going to start him over Baker Mayfield. But definitely super flex. Definitely if your guys got messed up, I like Baker Mayfield as a start here. I like Chris Godwin as a start here. Baker was looking his way a ton. Full PPR leagues, loving some Godwin over there. I'm going to start Mike Evans, too, because when he needed to throw that ball deep, your boy Mike Evans was there. I'm a little iffy about starting Rashad White just because he didn't do very well. I mean, I like to think he's going to do better this week, but I'm just a little nervous about starting him. So I think if I have a better option, I'm going to sit Rashad White and, you know, keep it going. So, and I'm going to sit, you know, the tight end over there. What is his name?
Couldn't tell you.
Exactly. What do you think, buddy?
So I got a question for you then, based off of that. Yo Man Joe, pay attention. So I assume Baker Mayfield is on Yo Man Joe's waiver wire. Would you start Baker Mayfield or Geno Smith?
I see what you're doing here. That's a tough one. My heart is telling me Baker, but my mind is saying just stick with Geno.
Yeah, but honestly, it's a hard decision.
It is a hard decision.
Because Baker had a good week last week and Geno didn't. But it is tough. I think that at the end of the day, I would go Geno Smith, but yeah. It's exciting to go Baker.
It is. It really is. You see Baker on the field just like headbutting dudes and just getting into it, bro. I love that. That's a Tampa Bay Buccaneer right there, baby. But yeah, that is the Bears and the Buccaneers. It's going to be a fun game. I like it. But let's keep it going. Let's go to the next game here. Another banger, and that is the Chiefs at the Jaguars.
Yes, sir. Over-under for this game is 51 points. Vegas has the Chiefs winning by 2.5. As much as I want the Jags to win this game, I don't think the Chiefs start the season 0-2. I think they come back with a vengeance, and that vengeance name is Travis Kelce, and they get the W here.
I think they have every opportunity to win this game, the Chiefs, man. But I'm taking the Jags, baby. I'm taking the Jags at the Chiefs. I took the Lions at the Chiefs. Bam. I'm taking the Jags also.
I feel you. But, you know, regardless of who wins this game, we got to start some players in it. So jump into my Chiefs starts. You're starting Patrick Mahomes. You're starting Travis Kelce. And you're starting Isaiah Pacheco. I was really excited to see the work that he got out on the field. Definitely more than he got last year. But my sits this week, you know, McKinnon, as much as I want to start him, I'm not dropping him. I want him on my bench, and I want to see him get more work. Kadarius can't catch. Tony needs to be on your bench. Marquez Valdes-Scantling, you know, it's one of those things, like, if you had a better option, go for it. I think that he has a potential to do something in this game, but if I'm leaning to a sit. And Rashee Rice as well is another one of those guys that I think that could be flex worthy. But if I have a better option, I'm going there. And I'm also sitting Sky Moore because also he didn't do nothing last week.
Yeah, I agree, man. You just never going to give up on old McKinnon, are you?
I just wait on it, bro. Wait on it. Don't drop this dude. I promise you he's going to step it up.
And I love McKinnon. I just don't know how you're going to be able to find the week that is the good week to start him.
I mean, I feel like as soon as he takes off,
he's going to keep going.
He's
going
to keep going.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. And what? Just get, yeah, that 1 week, you're just going to see him on the bench scoring high. You're going to have to throw him in next week, huh?
Yeah, that's how it's
going
to go.
All right. Other than that, I like where you're going with the Chiefs there, buddy.
Jumping to my Jags starts. Trevor Lawrence, got to start this dude up. Calvin Ridley, your wide receiver one on your team, so I hope he's in there. Travis Etienne, start this man up. And Evan Ingram, I think this is a great matchup for Evan Ingram. I'm really excited. I know he did great last week. I think he continues that this week. But my sits, man, and it's tough. I have to sit Christian Kirk, man. It scares me too much to put him as a start. But even Zay Jones, I know he got more work than Kirk last week. I want to sit both of these guys. I don't want to get, you know, less than 10 points out of a flex position. And I'm worried that both of these guys can produce that. And then Tank Bigsby as well. I mean, it's more of a DFS option. He didn't really do too much. I'll go keep him as a sit as well.
Yeah, buddy. I like what you say there. I think Christian Kirk has a bounce back week. I think he is the correct answer. Like, you never know. Is it going to be? I feel like during this year, it's going to be a Zay Jones has a good week, and then Kirk has a good week kind of thing. And I think this is going to be Kirk's week here. So I agree with everything else, though. Looks good. I like it. Beautiful stuff. Let's keep it going, though, buddy. Let's get to the next one, and that is the Packers at the Falcons, Trey.
Over-under for this game is 41.5 points. Vegas has the Packers winning by one. I got the Packers winning by at least three.
Yeah, no. I mean, the Packers look pretty scary. I'm not going to lie, with Jordan Love over there. The Falcons, you can be scared of the run game, but the Packers defense looked so good last year, and they were, you know, last week, the Packers defense looked so well that I get it. I think the Packers take the dub as well, buddy. But let's go on to some of my starts. Got to start Jordan Love. You got to start him. Aaron Jones, I'm pretty sure he's going to play. You got to start him up. If he does, start Romeo Doubs. As a flex. I like him in the flex spot. Christian Watson, like I said earlier, I'm pretty sure Watson's going to play. He was a full participant at practice Friday. If Watson plays, throw him in there. And if Watson doesn't play, definitely throw Romeo Doubs in there. But either way, I'm playing them both. But yeah, what do you think?
Yeah, I like it. I like it a lot. I think Jordan Love in Superflex even is somebody to throw out there. There's a lot of guys that I would sit over Jordan Love, Geno Smith being one of them.
Mm-hmm. I have to agree. I would go Jordan Love over Geno Smith for sure. There's just too many weapons, too much firepower there. And it looks like they're trying to throw the ball to Aaron Jones a little more this year. I think he got like 43 targets last year, but he did do a lot of running. But it looks like they want to throw the ball to him a little more. And also A.J. Dillon. I'm sitting A.J. Dillon. I'm not feeling him. It's what I'm seeing is not looking like that big explosive back with them big old thighs that we saw last year or that 2 years ago, I should say, in the end of last year. But I'm sitting A.J. Dillon, buddy. Let's go to the Falcons, man. You got to fire up Bijan. Fire up that Bijan honey mustard. And I'm starting Tyler Algier as well. And I'm starting Drake London. Everybody's afraid. Literally got 0 points last week. I think he bounced back. I don't think it's going to be freaking amazing, but I think he bounces back. So temper your expectations on Drake London. But I'd go ahead and start him up.
Yeah, I mean, I agree with you on everything except for the Drake London take. It's a little hot for me, but I get it. You know, he's a great wide receiver. They just can't seem to get him the ball, man. It's tough.
And he was drafted really high.
Yeah, but definitely put some mustard on your roster.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, I think that's going to be a really good game. I think people are not expecting how good of a game that's going to be.
Yep, and I'm sitting Kyle Pitts, and I'm sitting Desmond Ridder because they just want to run the ball so damn much.
For sure.
Yes, sir. Yeah. Well, perfect. On to the next one, I guess,
perfect.
Huh? Let's go to the next one here. We got the Raiders at the Bills, Trey.
Yes, sir. Over under for this game is 48 points. Vegas has the Bills winning by 9.5 points. I think that this is a closer game than Vegas is expecting. I do think the Bills end up taking the dub here, but I think it's going to be a close game.
Okay, yeah, definitely. You so who you got winning, the Bills or the Raiders?
The Bills.
The Bills, you're taking the Bills. I'm taking the Raiders. Josh Allen's throwing the ball to the wrong team. The wrong team this week is the Raiders. I like the Bills. They're a great team. But I feel like the Raiders are being slept on a little bit. I know Josh Jacobs didn't look amazing last week. He still scored enough points to be fantasy relevant, though. So I'm going to take the Raiders here. Got some Raiders starts for us, Trey?
I sure do. I was reading the comment. I'm trying to.
Well, while he's doing that, I'll read the comment. Who should I start, Burrow or Herbert?
I was trying to remember who the Bengals were playing. Like, we just talked about it, and I'm like trying to scroll back. I didn't remember who they were playing.
Yeah, the Bengals are playing the Ravens. The Bengals are playing the Ravens. So
okay, so that matters to me because the Chargers are playing the Titans. And that Titans defense, I know the Titans didn't look great last week, but their defense is super solid. It's so scary to me to say Burrow, but my head says start Burrow over Herbert.
I want to say start Burrow, but Herbert's just throwing the ball so dang much, man. And Austin Eckler's going to be out. I think I'm going Herbert here.
Yeah,
I feel like
true.
I can trust him more.
But you know, Austin Eckler puts up points for Herbert, you know, those sure. Check downs to Eckler too. So I think you're probably right, though. With Eckler being out of this game, I think Herbert is probably the
better. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Great question. Anyways, Raiders starts for us, Trey.
Yes, sir. So, starting off, Jimmy G, I think, is super flex worthy in this game. Josh Jacobs, I know that he looked bad last week, but he got a lot of snaps. I think you start him up. And yep. Devontae Adams, I think, is definitely worth a start this week because Jacoby Myers is out of this game. I think Devontae Myers is going to get more targets. Hunter Renfrow, I would probably sit him. but those Myers targets have to go somewhere. Mm. They could go to Renfrow, but I'm not risking it. And then Hooper, I'm also sitting him.
Yeah. No, I like it. Yeah, no, that makes sense. So those targets got to go somewhere. Maybe Devontae just picks up the slack there. But it doesn't seem like Devontae can do like he did with Aaron Rodgers and just be the Devontae show. Like, he needs somebody on the other side now.
Yeah, I agree with you with that. But jumping to my Bills starts, obviously you're starting Josh Allen, you're starting Stephon Diggs. James Cook, you got to start this dude up because he is cooking, bro. James Cook was going crazy last week. I know the team didn't do well, but James Cook looked amazing out there. Was on the field all of the time. And also Gabe Davis, I think you start him up in this game. I said he was a sit last week. It seemed to be right, but I think this week Gabe Davis is worth a start. I think he's going to get more looks this week. I like him.
I love the Gabe Davis start, man. This guy, I think his, you know, after the kind of, I wouldn't say goose egg, but after how terribly he played last year, after being just put on a pedestal after that game from a few years back, people are kind of sleeping on Gabe Davis. So I like the Gabe Davis start there, buddy.
Yeah, and then jumping to my sits, I'm sitting Deonte Hardy. Dawson Knox, I'm sitting, even though he's listed as a tight end one, I would lean more towards starting Dalton Kincaid, who's a tight end two on the team. Dawson Knox seems to be blocking more, and Dalton Kincaid seems to be getting the more tight end targets. But I'd rather sit both of these guys if I can.
Absolutely, absolutely. I like it. I like it. Let's go to the next one, buddy. Chargers at the Titans, Trey.
Yes, sir. Over-under for this game is 46.5 points. Vegas has the Chargers winning by 3. And with Eckler out of this game, I like the Titans to get the dub.
I don't know, buddy. Don't get too crazy. No, I like the Titans here. But I think the Chargers are going to take the W. Tannehill just is not looking great, buddy. I got to go Chargers in this game.
Tannehill didn't look great week one. I think that he has a bounce back game this week. I think that the Titans are going to surprise people, and I think they come back and put a little heat on the Chargers.
Well, it would surprise me if Tannehill played great this week. That's all I'm saying.
We shall see.
The Chargers defense, though, I mean, it would make sense. It would make sense, but it will be surprising either way. But let's get to the Chargers start. Start Herbert. Eckler is doubtful, which usually doubtful always means out of there. So you got to fire up Joshua Kelly. He was on our waiver wire show, man. This guy's going to get all the work. And we saw what he did when he didn't get all the work. He was fantasy relevant last week. I mean, this guy looked great, man. You got to start Joshua Kelly. Start Keenan Allen, because anywhere that Herbert goes, Keenan Allen is sure to follow. So you got to start Keenan Allen. Mike Williams, I like as a start with Eckler out of this game as well. And I like Gerald Everett as a start too, buddy.
Yeah, man, I can dig it. You know, Gerald Everett, I have him in a couple leagues, and I'm leaning Hayden Hurst over Gerald Everett in those leagues, but I like Gerald Everett anyway. I just think Hayden Hurst I've been leaning more as my kind of go-to guy.
Sure. No, yeah, I like it. I like it. And Coop over at TSS says, flex starts of the week over on TSS after the boys flex your lineups this week. Yes, sir. Check out TSS. We got a segment on there on that show, Bandy's Flex Starts of the Week. Go over there, check them out after our show, guys.
Do it.
But let's get to some Titans starts here. Gotta start Derrick Henry. You gotta start this guy. And I know that you are saying Tannehill could bounce back. I'm not taking a chance. I'm sitting Tannehill this week. But I'm starting D-Hop, and I'm going to go ahead and start Treylon Burks against my better judgment. But I think Treylon Burks at least does enough to be slightly fantasy relevant in this game.
Yeah, man. Treylon Burks was dropped in one of my leagues in week one. That's my immediately waiver wire pickup. And I threw him in there, you know, because, I had guys that, you know, like I said, you know, Treylon Burks is not going to do the best in this game, but I think he's going to put up a lot more points than a lot of these other guys out there. So with what I had on my bench, Treylon Burks was the start. And I think that he steps it up more than he did last week. Like I said, this offense is a slow offense, and they work on behind Derrick Henry. Mm-hmm. So and I think Derrick Henry is going to take off in this game, which is going to open up opportunities for the receivers.
Open them up, baby. Open them up. How about Derrick Henry last week? Still the Derrick Henry we love, man. I loved it.
Yes, sir.
But let's go to the next game. We're flying through these bad boys. We've got the Niners at the Rams, Trey.
Yes, sir. Over-under for this game is 42.5 points. Vegas has the Niners winning by 7. I like that spread. I think 7. I think the Niners can win by 7. I don't think they're just going to blow out like they did this week. I think the Rams are going to put a little more work on the Niners, but I do think the Niners get the W here.
This is going to be a really great game, I think. I think the Rams are good enough to be able to score points on the Niners, unlike we saw last week. But I got to take the Niners here. They just looked so incredible last week. It'd be feel stupid not to take the Niners in this game, buddy.
But jumping to my Niners starts, Christian McCaffrey, obviously, up there at the top. Brock Purdy and Superflex, I think, is worthy of a start this week. Brandon Ayuk, you have to start this dude. Debo Samuel, I think, is startable for sure. And George Kittle got in some work, and I think he's going to get more down the road. So I would start him up as well. My sits are Juwan Jennings and Elijah Mitchell. The snap percentage just didn't look good for him. I expected more snap percentage for Elijah Mitchell, but until he gets that, I'm keeping him on my bench.
Yeah, I'm pretty sad to see that Elijah Mitchell now, I mean, we assume is healthy, and they said they were going to use him more to help give Christian McCaffrey a break. But it just seemed like Christian McCaffrey was so hot that they were just like, just stay over here, buddy.
Play the hot hand.
Just stay over here. Before we get to the Rams, Pay King says, drop Schultz for Hunter Henry?
Man, that's a tough question, you know, because I do agree that Hunter Henry is a better start than Schultz this week, but I also think that Schultz is going to really step it up and be more consistent than Hunter Henry. So, you know, if you got to and you really need that tight end to help you out this week, I think that you can. But in my opinion, I want to hold on to Schultz for the long term.
Yep, I agree. I feel like Hunter Henry is just not going to be super relevant every week. He's going to have his good weeks and his bads, and Schultz may do the same. But I think I'm sticking with Schultz a little bit because I think his upside is better, you know?
Definitely after this week, I think if Schultz doesn't produce again, I wouldn't have a problem at all with doing that.
Yes, sir. I agree. Before we move on to our next game, Trey, we got to talk about our new partners over at Thrive Fantasy. Right now, Thrive Fantasy new players get up to $250 deposit match if they use our promo code 4thandflex. Guys, it's pretty awesome over there, man. They've got over-under, just tons of different over-under matches that you can play and win money on. These guys are pretty awesome, and it's a little different. I enjoy it a lot, Trey, don't you?
Yeah, you know, it's got a point system, so where you pick the over or the under, you get points if you get it right. You know, last night I played in one, and there was 22 entries in the pool. And I think I got 7 out of 10 correct. I didn't win any money at all. But if Jordan Addison would have caught one more pass, I think I would have banked on that. It was just a $2 bet. And then they have some entries, you know, where it's 1,500 entries in there. But there's several different options, several different price ranges. You just hop in there, hit your over-unders, pick you some ice picks, and win you some money, man. You guys need to go deposit a minimum of $25. They will match it if you use promo code 4thandflex. Up to $250. So get you some Thrive and win you some money.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Thrive Fantasy, big things going on over there. But let's jump to the next game.
Before that, we talk about our Rams starts.
Oh, right. Yeah. Get back to the Rams. I'm sorry.
Don't want to forget about the Rams because there is some questions here. Puka Nacua obviously is a start if you grab him on the waiver, but he does have an oblique injury, which is questionable, but the team says that he should play. I think that he will. I think if he doesn't play, this team's going to struggle a lot. So if he's out there, start this dude up. Kyren Williams, I hate this matchup for Kyren Williams with the Niners, but if you don't have any other options, I think you got to start this guy up. He's going to get the volume for this team. And, you know, Cam Akers just, you know what, 29 yards on 26 carries. It's just not exciting for fantasy. So I think Kyren Williams is the start there. And Tyler Higbee is another tight end that I would throw out there to start for this game.
Yeah, buddy.
My sits, I'm sitting Tutu Atwell. I'm sitting Van Jefferson. I'm sitting Cam Akers. And I'm sitting Matthew Stafford, you know, in Superflex leagues even. I think that the Niners defense scares me enough that I would just try to pivot somewhere else.
No, I agree with that. The Niners defense is going to be probably all over him. So you're probably right. I mean, Stafford does get, you know, trained with Aaron Donald running at him, though. So, I mean, just keep that in mind. This, you know, Stafford does know a thing or two about it. But I think I'm with you, though. It scares me. So I'm with you. Now, let's move on to the next game, buddy. Let's get to it. We got the Giants at the Cardinals.
Over under for this game is 39 points. Vegas has the Giants winning by 5, and I have to agree. I think that they are so embarrassed of the defeat that they took last week against the Cowboys, and they're going to come back and really put it to work. I think Saquon is going to go crazy in this game.
Okay.
I'm really excited to see the Giants recover from a devastating loss, 40-0. Just want to tell all Giants fans that I feel sorry for you, and And I hope that you had enough tissues in your house after that defeat.
Yeah, it was pretty brutal here. But the Cardinals are such a dumpster fire this year that I have to take the Giants here and hope that they can do more than they did with the Cowboys last week, buddy. So I'm going Giants in this game as well. But I'm going to jump into some starts for the Giants. Got to start up Saquon. Trey's right. This dude's going to go off here. So you've got to start Saquon. I'm starting Darren Waller. And then if I'm super, super desperate in two quarterback leagues, I might throw old Daniel Jones out there just because, like Trey said, they were so embarrassed. I think Daniel Jones probably comes out there and at least is manageable quarterback in this game, buddy.
Yeah, I think he's going to be one of those quarterbacks where even if the team is not working well and it's not going well, he's going to take off on his legs because he can do that. And I think he's going to really try to, like, I don't think that he had his whole head into the last game. And I think this week he's coming out to prove a point. So, you know, make sure he shows people that he earned that money that he got. So I like Daniel Jones and Superflex. I agree with you there.
Yeah, and let's move to some I got some sits too. Darius Slayton, Paris Campbell, sitting these guys, man. I don't think they do enough to be relevant here. The only anybody catching the ball in the Giants that I'm actually willing to put a little stock into is Darren Waller for sure. So let's go to the Cardinals here. My Cardinals starts James Conner. That's all I got, buddy.
Yeah, I mean, that's all you need.
Sit everybody else. Everybody else. do you agree or disagree?
No, I agree completely with James Conner. And I feel weird starting James Conner. It's an okay start.
Well, he did all right last week. I think he'd be fine this week against the Giants defense. So I'd start James Conner up there. But moving to the next game, we got the Jets at the Cowboys. A battle of defenses. I like that, buddy.
Yes, sir. And that is our Manscaped game of the week.
Yes, sir.
Big excited for this game. The over-under for this game is 46 points. I'm calling the under. Cowboys, Vegas has the Cowboys winning by 3. I want the Jets to win this game, but I don't know how I could pick anybody but the Cowboys after last week's game. I hate to say that. It makes my tongue itch. But I do think this is going to be a highly defensive game. There's going to be offenses going on, but this game is going to be like two of the best defenses in the league head-to-head. So I'm really excited to watch it.
Yeah, I think it's going to be a drag-down knockout game here. But I'm taking the Jets to win the game against the Cowboys. I don't know. Maybe Zach Wilson learned a thing or two while Aaron Rodgers was there.
Yeah, I don't know if he learned enough about interceptions because I think the Cowboys are going to get a couple on him here.
Yeah, buddy.
Jumping to my Jets starts, starting off the top here, Garrett Wilson, you got to put him out there. You know, he had that beautiful catch in the end zone. I don't know how he caught that ball. He, like, reached behind the defender, grabbed it, flipped it over, pulled it in. I mean, it was beautiful. You're starting Dalvin Cook, and I have Breece Hall in both in there. Breece Hall has a knee injury. He's questionable, but he had a full practice today, so I think he gets in there. I think both of these guys, I think Dalvin Cook gets more work on the field, but Breece Hall does more with the work he gets. You know, and against the Cowboys defense, I think that the Jets, even though they are a good defense, I think the Jets are going to make a point to not throw as much as they possibly can. They don't want interceptions. I think Dalvin Cook and Breece Hall are going to get a lot of work in this game. And I think you can start either one of them.
Yeah, I agree, man. I think the Jets are probably going to run the ball more, and I think that's a smart move. And I like how you said it. You know, Breece Hall will do more with the carries he gets. That makes perfect sense there, so I like it.
Jumping to my sits, I'm sitting Randall Cobb. I'm sitting Alan Lazard. Unless it's a jumping contest, then I will start him, sure. Tyler Conklin, I'm going to sit, and Zach Wilson, I'm also going to sit.
Beautiful, beautiful.
Did you see Alan Lazard completely leapfrog over Garrett Wilson this week? That was beautiful.
Yeah. Unless it's a jumping contest, he's not playing.
But jumping to my Cowboys starts, Tony Pollard, putting him out there, got to. Dude's awesome. CeeDee Lamb, I think, is definitely startable. But I'm sitting Dak Prescott this week, even in Superflex leagues. You know, he didn't do much last week with the 40-0 win. And you know that there was a lot of points taken away from penalties, but I'm not ready to start him unless I absolutely have to. I'm sitting Brandon Cooks. He's questionable already. I'm not even sure if he's going to play in this game. Michael Gallup and Jake Ferguson are also sits for me.
I like it. Yeah, makes sense. Definitely. I might start Dak in a super flex though.
I get it. I, like I said, it really depends on what you're working with and who else you have to start. Absolutely. But I'm definitely thinking about my decision of starting Dak.
Dak Prescott or Geno Smith?
Geno.
Without blinking. All right. There you go. There you go. Let's move to the next one, buddy. We only got a few more left here. Guys, don't forget to hit the like button for us on YouTube. Subscribe to the channel if you are not already. We appreciate it so, so very, very much. Move to the next game. We got the Commanders at the Broncos, Trey.
Over under for this game is 40.5 points. And Vegas has the Broncos winning by 3.5. And I like it. I think the Broncos get the dub. I think the Broncos could have got the dub last week, just a couple of mistakes there. But the team definitely looks way better than they did last year, and I think they pull off a victory this week.
Okay, taking the Broncos in this game. I'm taking the Commanders. I believe in Sam Howell. I believe in this team. I think the Commanders take the win here, buddy.
We shall have to see. I just hope Sam Howell can have a little bit more ball control and keep the ball on the Commander side.
For sure, for sure. It seemed to me, at least in week one so far, the Broncos defense didn't look as elite as they did last year, and that's the reason why I think the Commanders can do it. But let's get to some Commander starts. I just said it. I'll start in Sam Howell, starting some of his targets, Jahan Dotson, Terry McLaurin. I'm sitting Antonio Gibson until he gives me a reason to do otherwise. I'm flexing Brian Robinson if I absolutely have to, Trey.
I feel you. That was I have a question for you. So, Jahan Dotson or Treylon Burks this week?
Jahan Dotson.
Really? I went Burks. I'm looking at my roster and I saw, Dotson, they put up about the same amount of points last week. And I just have more faith in Treylon Burks, I guess.
I'm sure you do, buddy. I'm sure you do. I think Jahan Dotson. What?
I said, see you tomorrow, buddy.
Yeah. Right. Yeah, no, I think Jahan Dotson can just make a move at any moment and go for 63-yard touchdown, man. So that's why I like Jahan Dotson so much there. But let's get the Broncos starts. I've actually got a lot of starts for the Broncos. It's surprising. Starting Russell Wilson, Jerry Jeudy is suiting up for the season. First game of his season, I'm starting him up. I'm starting Adam Trautman, the tight end, up. I mean, there are worst grabs for tight end. There are better, obviously, but there are definitely worst. And I really want to start P. Ryan here. And Javonte, you probably drafted this guy as high as you had to, and so you probably just need to go ahead and throw Javonte in there too. And yeah, that's my starts there. I got Trautman on here twice, so definitely guess I'm starting Trautman twice.
Okay. Adam Trautman or Dalton Schultz this week?
I'm going Schultz, even though Schultz laid a goose egg.
I feel you. I like it.
But let's keep it going, buddy. Let's get to the next game. And I believe that is Sunday Night Football. It's the Dolphins at the Patriots.
America's team. We got the over-under for this game at 45.5. Vegas has the Dolphins winning by 2.5. I don't think Tua throws for 400 yards, but I do think the Dolphins get the W.
It's hard because I like Bill O'Brien as the offensive coordinator for the Patriots. I think that he's going to do, better things over there with the team, but I still, how can you not take the Dolphins, bro?
How can you not after last week?
Exactly.
But jumping to my Dolphins starts, Tyreek Hill, I'm sure the Patriots are going to do everything they can to keep the ball out of this guy's hands. I think it won't matter.
Nope.
Start him up. Tua, I'm starting him up in single quarterback, super flex. It don't matter. I'm starting me some Tagovailoa. And Jalen Waddle, I think, is also a start on this team. But I'm going to go ahead and sit Braxton Berrios. And Durham Smythe is one of those tight ends that he was getting some targets. But in this Patriots matchup, I'm not sure if it's a good look. And I'm also sitting Raheem Mostert this week. I know that he did decent last week, but this Patriots defense here, I watched what they did against the Eagles, and I don't think Mostert has what it takes to go up against them.
Okay. I think I like everything you said there, but I will start Mostert up just because I think Mostert can handle it. Man, he's slick. He gets through the tackles. As long as the offensive line is doing their job, which is hard to do against the Patriots, I think Mostert is an all right flex, spot.
Heard. Jump into my Patriots starts. Ramondre Stevenson, you got to start this dude up. Yep. I know he had a slow start last week, but he picked it up in the second half, and I loved what I saw. Kendrick Bourne, you can put him out there as a start. I like him as a flex this week. He's getting some targets, and Mac Jones is looking all right, so I'm putting him out there. Hunter Henry is one of those tight ends, like I've talked about before. It's touchdown or bust, and he more than likely gets touchdowns. So I think he's definitely worth a start. But I'm sitting Devontae Parker. I don't even know if he's going to play. He was out last week. He's still injured. I'm going to keep him on the sit. Juju, again, I will sit him, even though he had some good catches. They weren't consistent. And Mac Jones is just, you know, I understand he did great last week, but I'm still scared to start him.
Yeah, he did great towards the end, you know, like he looked terrible at first. But, yeah, I agree with you on all that. I'm sitting Mac Jones, too. But, yeah, I like it. I like it. Two more games left. Let's go to the first half of Monday Night Football. We got two games on Monday Night Football this week, buddy. And this first one is the Saints at the Patriots in the NFC South rivalry.
Panthers.
What'd I say?
Patriots.
Panthers at the Saints at the Panthers.
You're right about the rivalry, though. I like it. Over-under for this game is 40.5 points. Vegas has the Saints winning by 2.5. I have the Saints taking the dub. You know, Derek Carr and the Saints have just looked great. I've seen a lot of clips, and I'm really excited for what the Saints are doing. And, you know, the Panthers are good, but they, like I said, you know, this whole team, none of these guys were starters last year on the Panthers. So I think they're still trying to get the team together and figure things out. And, you know, maybe later on down the road when the Saints and the Panthers meet up again, I might think a little different. But right now I got the Saints winning this game.
Yeah, I agree. Saints take the dub on this one for sure. Like you said, the Panthers are trying to figure themselves out. I think once they kind of do figure it out, it's going to look a lot better on tape, buddy. Definitely. But let's roll to some Saints starts here. You got to start up Derek Carr, Chris Olave. That Derek Carr and Chris Olave connection looked great, bro. Definitely start Olave. I'm starting Jamal Williams. I'm going to go ahead and start Michael Thomas. He did okay. I think he just continues to get better. And I'm going to flex Rashid Shaheed. I'm going to flex him.
Yeah, I like it, man. I think that, you know, the Saints are going to put up a lot of points offensively in this game. I think the Panthers defense is not the best. They are good, but not the best. And I think Derek Carr is going to do what Derek Carr does and put some deep passes out there and put up fantasy points.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Moving to the Panthers, I'm starting Miles Sanders and Hayden Hurst. That's the only ones I feel comfortable starting on the Panthers. And I'm not all the way comfortable with Hayden Hurst, you know, just because we've seen him last year on the Bengals be good then bad, you know. But I think now with the team where he can kind of be the veteran tight end coming in, knowing what's going on, I think he does do a little better, though.
Yeah, you know, so Hayden Hurst, I definitely think you start him up. You know, he was the target leader on the team last week. And, you know, with Bryce Young being new, I think you continue with that.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely, buddy. But let's go to the that's it. That's all I got for the Panthers, buddy. Let's go to the next game, buddy. The last half of the Browns at the Steelers. The last half of Monday Night Football. We got the Browns at the Steelers, Trey.
Over under for this game is 42.5 points. Vegas has the Browns winning by one. I don't know who's going to win this game. If I had to really pick one, I think the Steelers get the dub here, to be honest with you. But that's what my head tells me. My heart tells me the Browns win because Nick Chubb's going to carry them. I don't know, man. This is a close one. I like the 1-point spread. I think if I really put my money down on it, I probably would go Browns because I bet with my heart more than
I agree. I got to go Browns here in this game. The Steelers just look like they couldn't put things together very well here. The Browns just kind of look like they were humming a little bit last week, buddy. So I'm going to take the Browns to win this game also.
But jumping to my Browns starts, obviously Nick Chubb, you're starting that man up. Amari Cooper, I think, is startable. I think Deshaun Watson in Superflex Leagues, if you're desperate, I think it's worth a start. And David Njoku, I think you got to throw him out there. I know he didn't have the best week, but he did have a decent week and was one of the better tight ends out there. You got to start him up. Still sitting Donovan Peoples-Jones and Elijah Moore for now until we can see more out of them. But that's my Browns start decisions.
Yeah, I like it. I think I start in Deshaun Watson up, though. I mean, he looked good enough, I think, to be relevant. So I think I like starting him up. But other than that, I love it, buddy. I love it.
Jumping to my Steelers starts, I am firing up George Pickens this week. Najee Harris, you know, it's tough. I know he had a rough week last week, but I think you've got to start him. You drafted him high enough. You have to. Freiermuth looked great. I'm going to start him up at the tight end spot. And Allen Robinson, I think, is even maybe flexible this week. I'm excited to see what he's going to do out there. But mostly that's because Deontay Johnson is doubtful, and I do not think he's going to play. So I like George Pickens and Allen Robinson to pick up those targets. But I'm still sitting Kenny Pickett and Calvin Austin, who is the fill-in for Deontay Johnson if he doesn't play.
Welcome back to our fantasy lives, Allen Robinson. Welcome back, buddy. Welcome back. That's it, buddy. That's our starts and sits for week two of this season. What a great set of games we got coming up, buddy. It's going to be exciting.
No doubt, no doubt. You know, I love having two Monday night games. So that way, if you do have a guy that you're worried about that on Monday that is got a problem or something like that, you have more options to kind of switch around. Obviously, you know, it's a lot going on Monday night, so I don't want it to happen every week, but I'm kind of excited when it does happen.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Guys, please, again, I ask you, don't forget to like this video, subscribe to the channel so we can get this stuff out here to a bigger audience so we can help more people win fantasy championships. And guys, don't forget to check us out over on Patreon. Our Patreon has launched. Patreon.com/fourthandflex. You're going to get some one-on-one team help with us, put you in a group chat with us. You get some exclusive stuff. So join the Fourth and Flex Patreon and become a part of our family. And as always, don't forget that we got merch. We got all kinds of stuff that we want you to wear. Show us up. Get you a sticker. Get something, man. We appreciate it. And it's helped support your boys over here on Fourth and Flex. But thank you guys so much for watching, and we shall see thee on the next one.
Peace.
You've been listening to the Fourth and Flex Fantasy Football Podcast.
And here we go, here we go!
If you love anything and everything pro football, then you've found your new home. We hope you've enjoyed the show. We know we had a blast. Make sure to like, rate, and review. And we'll be back soon. But in the meantime, questions and comments at fourthandflex@gmail.com. Find us on Instagram at fourthandflex. And on Twitter at fourthandflexpod. See you next time on the Fourth and Flex Fantasy Football Podcast.